KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live talking boys basketball. The Irish will be the home team, of course, here at the Sales with the home white uniforms with the forest green numbers trimmed in Vegas gold. The Kwayama, the Golden Eagles. Kwayama is the native word for Golden Eagle of Yakama Nation Tribal under head coach Christopher Strom. They have road black uniforms with dark blue numbers trimmed in gold. And head coach Christopher Strom and his assistant coach Daryl Pascal wearing traditional native pullover shirts. Very cool looking, very cultural as they get ready to coach their guys up. And the boys' JV game was super entertaining. I actually called the last minute or so of it as we came on for the girls at 6 o'clock. The Irish boys end up winning the game 54-51. And the Irish are up at half. Then a big run by the JV team from Yakima Nation Tribal. And the Irish were down about 6 to 8 points late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. And then Dominic Ferzari hit a bucket to get us within two. And then Dominic got fouled, hit one of two free throws. And then Sam Ferzari, Dominic's little brother, he got fouled, hit one of two free throws to give the Irish the lead. And then Tice Wood, with 0.8 of a second to go, finished the game with a couple of free throws to ice it. And I looked at the JV roster. They had 14 players suited up, and most of them were sophomore, juniors, and seniors. All of them were. They had no freshman or eighth grader on the JV team. Their JV roster is actually older than their varsity roster. We'll take a look at their varsity roster in a moment. These teams met back on December 13th. It was a season opener for the Irish after that state football championship run, and the Sales won the ball game 59-47. And some of the expected first game snafus for the Irish, they were up just 28-26 at the half, but outscored the Eagles 31-21 in the second half. Spencer Green, a 5'10 senior, had 24 in that game. Manning Phelan, had another senior, had 13, and Cohen Wood had 10. It was a rough game. The Irish hit 16 of 20 free throws. There were 35 fouls and 46 free throw attempts in the ball game. And that's the style that Yakima Nation boys teams play. They are all over, up in your face, up and down the court all the time. They don't list heights on their team. They're not a very tall team. They have only two seniors on their roster, three seniors on their roster, and none of them start. And four or five more seniors played in that JV game. So the best guys play varsity. It doesn't matter what grade you're in. The Irish are number two in the standings as we head into the second half of division play. The Irish are 6-1. Their league loss was to Liberty Christian, who is currently 13-0 and ranked number one in the state. In fact, the Southeast 1B Great Division has three teams in the top 10 and five teams in the top 16 out of 70-plus schools in the 1B division. Liberty Christian ranked number one. Sunnyside Christian is ranked number five. DeSales is ranked number six. And then Riverside Christian is in fourth place, is ranked 15th. And Touche, who's ranked 16th. Touche was actually ranked in the top 10 at the beginning of the week and then suffered a loss to DeSales. So the great division is very tough, and this will be a very competitive, entertaining game between Yakima Nation Tribal and the DeSales Irish. We'll be back with starting lineups in the opening tip-off on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live, and both teams are at their bench areas. We're ready for the starting lineups. Christopher Strom of the Yakima Nation Tribal head coach will send the following five out to start the ball game. Otis Wayena, a junior, 2 points in the game in December. Farrell Razzo, a sophomore, will start. Jarvis Peters, he had a 19-point game. He's just a sophomore. Razzo, also a sophomore. And then Noah Pascal, an eighth grader, who came off the bench and scored 10 points that first game of the year for the Irish up there in Toppenish. Scored 10 points for Yakima Nation. And Caleb Carl, a sophomore, will start. So, as I mentioned, they were had a lot of seniors on that JV team, and they'll start one junior, one, two, three sophomores, and an eighth grader, Noah Pascal. For Coach Wood, Coach Wood's guys played four games in 5 days last week and were shorthanded in the win over Wab on Tuesday, 72-53, as Jason Guest wasn't available. Malachi Raymond was ill as well. Coach Wood will start Spencer Green, the 5'10 senior. Spencer, Monday at Tushy, 28 points, 33 against Wava on Tuesday. He had 24 when these teams met in December. Cohen Wood, the 6-foot junior, will start. Cohen was our Dairy Queen player of the game at Wava. He had 10 points. Maddox Filan, the 5'9 senior, will start. Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, will start. Okay. He did not play when these teams met on December 13. He was still recovering from that broken finger from the football season. And then actually Malachi did play against Wava. It was Jake Warwick, Jackson Gazelle, and Jason Guest who were not available. Sorry about that. So Malachi Raymond, the 6'2 junior, starts, and the fifth starter, Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior. Manning Filan, solid games on Monday and Tuesday, 13 and 19 points. Manning, who battles inside at the post position at just 5'10, he had 13 points the last time these teams played. Now, Yakima Nation does not list heights on their roster. Most of their guys go 5'8", 5'10", but they do have one tall player. He looks like he goes at least 6'2". He's almost a head taller than anybody else as they huddle up, and that is Noah Pascal, the eighth grader. So he's going to stand in there with Malachi Raymond, and he is definitely he's got about an inch on Malachi. Malachi is 6'2", so we'll call Noah Pascal 6'3". The Sales and the home whites. The tip is controlled by Raymond into backcourt to Spencer Green. Irish will work left to right from my vantage point. Maddox Filon will bring it into the front court. Shadowed there by Farrell Razzo. Right wing to Wood. Down low to Raymond. Wide open. Malachi misses it. Gets his own rebound. Has his shot blocked out of there by Pascal. The Sales continues to miss close to the rim. That's been an issue all season long. Now Yakima Nation working down to the left. So the Pascal, the eighth grader, got the blocked shot on the putback attempt. Up top with it is Wyanna. Wyanna between the circles. Pass on the right wing goes to Carl. Carl tries to pass it inside to Peters, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover, Yakima Nation. They'll full court press, which is to be expected. Green says clear it out as he goes right by Wyanna up the sideline. Left corner pass to Filon. Back to Spencer. Wants a screen. He'll shoot over the top. Long three won't go. Rebound. Chased down the corner by Raymond. Kick around out to Maddox Filon. Three on the way won't go. Good hustle by Malachi. The Irish 0 for 3 from the field to start the ball game. Top in his second possession there in front court to my left. Up top it goes to Pascal, the eighth grader. Tries to get it, put it on the floor, cut off by Raymond. Kick out top now to Wyanna. Wyanna hands it off to Peters. Peters driving right to left, cut off by Green. Now to Pascal. Pascal on the drive, gets in the lane. Little Euro step, shot won't go. Rebound tip, controlled by the Eagles. Put up by Peters, blocked by Manning. Filon, controlled by Manning. Ahead to Green. Now Wood in front court, back to Spencer. They'll set up in the post to Green, to Manning. To Spencer, who cuts to the basket and lays it in. The old give and go. Fundamental basketball. Spencer dumps it into the post. Cuts to the basket. 2-0 Irish. Timeout. Yakima Nation as the Irish slap on the press. Yakima Nation didn't look ready. So Coach Christopher Schramm calls the early timeout. The Sales up 2-0. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Yakima Nation Tribal will battle you tooth and nail from start to finish. Last Saturday, they lost at Sunnyside Christian 65-58. Sunnyside Christian, number 5 team in the state. And there they do go. They break the press and get it to Caleb Carl, who lays it in at the other end. We're tied at 2. Two passes and a lay-in. Good job by Yakima Nation coming out of the timeout. Maddox Filon dribbles on the right wing, gets baseline, kick it to Manning Filon. Manning drives by the defense, shot blocked by Carl, gets it back, puts it in with the left hand. Manning, way to stick with it. His first bucket, Irish up 4-2. Cross-court pass to Peters in backcourt, into front court to Pascal. He has that go off his hand and out of bounds. Kind of like a wide receiver in football, kept trying to run with it before he'd actually caught it. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Irish up 4-2 with the ball. Maddox Filon has it. He'll survey the defense. Now the token pressure, they back off into straight man-to-man defense. Maddox gets it to Manning on the right elbow. Now hand off to Wood. Cohen goes baseline, cut off on the baseline, fouled on the baseline by Caleb Carl. Normally on that man-to-man weave offense, you get the ball and dribble to the top of the key. That time, Cohen quickly reversed baseline and got fouled. They lob it into Raymond. He goes high with it, misses the shot, but he's fouled. They lobbed. Spencer Green does a nice job lobbing that ball from the baseline inbound. Malachi has good vertical leap. He catted it at its high point and got pushed and fouled by Caleb Carl. Carl picks up two quick fouls. Malachi's first free throw is in and out. The Sales on their home floor, the girls struggled mightily from the free throw line, and now Malachi misses his first. Into the game for the Eagles, Chase Pachpe, P-A-C-H-P-E, a sophomore. Malachi's second free throw is good. Irish up 5-2. The Sales show full court pressure. Peters gets it inbound, stolen by Wood, out to Green, to Malachi Raymond, slices by Passe and lays it in. So DeSales, a steal and a quick lay-in by Malachi Raymond. Nice pass by Spencer Green. Peters up the sideline. He's double-teamed. He's triple-teamed. Gets it out of that to Pascal. Pascal picks up his dribble up top. Gives it over to Razo. Razo left corner to Wyena. Wyena back to Peters. Irish really putting a lot of pressure on in their defense. In the corner to Pache. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound tipped out. Goes to Razo. Razo shot won't go. Raymond with the rebound. He hits the deck. Ball comes loose. Eagles have it back. Peters will fire three, and he banks it in. What an ugly play there. Malachi got the rebound, got knocked to the floor, lost the ball. Then Peters got the loose ball out front and just clanged one off the board for a Hank Warren-Edward-Jones three. Irish up 7-5. Up top to Raymond. Pass down low to Filan. Matt's Manning. No room to shoot. Kick out to Green in the corner. Three on the way. Won't go, but he's fouled. He's fouled shooting a three-pointer by Otis Wyena. Or was that? Yeah, three. And so Spencer Green will shoot three. Okay. I've called quite a few Yakima Nation games, and they are pressure all the time. They put pressure on your opponent, and quite frankly, they put pressure on the officials to call the game. And you can't call everything, and they rely on that. So Spencer hits the first free throw. He'll get two more. Irish lead 8-5, 4:13 to go in a quickly played so far, quickly played first quarter. Spencer misses the second one. Now the Lady Irish shot 32 free throws in the girls' game, never made two in a row, and the Irish aren't going to make two in a row here, but Spencer hits two out of three. Irish up 9-5. In the front court to Pascal against the press. He dribbles just inside the foul line, puts up a shot. Jumper won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Outlet to Maddox Filan. Good job holding the Eagles to one shot. Maddox on the drive, cut off now to Malachi. Malachi pulls up from 12 feet inside. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped, controlled by the Eagles. Outlet pass tipped by Green, but it goes right to Razo. Razo into front court. Gets it to Wyena. Back to Razo. Razo misses the shot. Maddox Filan into front court. Right wing to Wood. Wood looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Back out top to Maddox. Now to Spencer Green on the drive, and he's fouled by Wyena out front. You just got to keep putting pressure on him and hope the officials call the fouls, as Wyena just stiff-armed Spencer in the ribs as he got by him. And into the game for the Eagles, Leo Oates, a sophomore. Also, Coach Wood will send Mateo Jimenez and Jake Warwick and Jackson Gazelle. Warwick and Gazelle did not suit up for the most recent game for the Irish. And now Spencer Green asked the coach, what defense do you want? So both coaches, several substitutions, 3:35 to go first quarter. Irish lift the ball up 9-5. Jackson Gazelle inbound across the way from Ivanish. Gets in the corner to Green. Spencer on the drive, puts up a little five-footer, leaves it short, tips his own shot, tips it again, and Pascal finally comes out of there with it. Up court it comes to Razo. Razo pass wild over near the scores table, and the Eagles can't save it. Peters tried to, and the Eagles turn it over. And into the game for the Eagles, Max Oates, a junior. And Jimenez will inbound it to Spencer Green. Green has Peters checking him as he comes across the timeline. Peters had 19 when these teams met in December in Toppenis. They get it to Manning Filan. He has it slapped away from behind by Peters. And now Peters has a loose ball in the front court. Irish hustle back on defense. Now Pascal passes inside to Peters. Left corner to Oates. Oates fires a three. It's an air ball. Goes right inside to Pache, and he puts it up off the mark, but he's fouled. Tough to rebound those air balls. And the foul is on Jimenez. Mateo, he fouled out of the game the last time these teams met. He's a freshman who plays really hard all the time. So first free throws of the ball game for the Eagles. Irish up 9-5, 2:53 to go in a low-scoring first quarter. Pache hits the first free throw. Yakima Nation Tribals, 3-6 in the division, but they play everybody tough. And Leo Oates, sophomore, just following Spencer Green around, right up into his chest, during the free throw even. Second free throw missed. Warwick with the rebound. Get it to Spencer. Spencer will hold the ball now. Draws a double team. Gets it to Jackson Gazelle. Now up to Jimenez. Jimenez bounce pass inside to Warwick. He can't find the handle on it. It was a tough low pass as Pache picks up the loose ball. Irish turn it over. 2:35 to go first quarter. 9-6 Irish. Peters gets it to Pache, to Pascal. No room to shoot. Irish playing a 2-3 zone right now. Right wing pass goes to Peters. In the corner to Oates. Three on the way out the iron. One go. Rebound tip. Out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. Gazelle and Pache were getting after that rebound. Now Cohen Wood checks in for Manning Phelan. So every starter's had a break now except for Spencer Green. They get inbounds to Pache in the left corner. Up top on the left wing to Max Oates. In the corner to Peters. Three on the way, won't go. Long rebound, Oates has it, gets it back to Peters. Peters gets it to Pascal inside, goes up strong, shot won't go, rebound Jimenez. Jimenez outlet to Spencer Green. Spencer surveying the defense. The black shirts are shadowing him all over the place. Spencer cut off on the baseline, now to Warwick, and Warwick stepped on the sideline. Warwick caught the ball over in front of the Eagles bench and then stepped back and out of bounds. Irish turned it over. Warwick will sit back down, and Maddox Phelan's back in the ballgame. Irish up 9-6, and then the Eagles lose the ball. Peters threw it to Max Oates. Max dropped it. It went off his legs and out of bounds. So the Irish get a break there. Now Spencer Green will inbound under the Irish basket. They get in the left corner to Maddox Phelan. Pascal's on him. No room to shoot. Kick it left corner to Jimenez. Jimenez will drive. Pass in the middle to Spencer Green. He scores. He's pushed in the back and fouled. Jimenez with a nice assist. Spencer, the cut to the basket. Irish up 11-6, and a chance for a three-point play for Spencer. The foul was on Leo Oates, his first. Fifth on the Eagles. The Irish will shoot free throws the rest of the first quarter on defensive fouls on the Eagles. Spencer's free throw is good. Spencer, 7 first quarter points. Irish up 12-6. 1:42 to go in the first 8 minutes of this boys' Southeast 1B great division ball game. Okay, and Peters gets by. Maddox firing on the screen, gives it up to Oates, back to Peters. Peters on the baseline with it now. Trapped on the baseline, gets it over to Leo Oates. Up top to Pache. Three-pointer won't go. Rebound Pascal. He goes up strong. Shot won't go. Rebound Maddox firing. Pascal, the eighth grader, uses height there now. Three-on-one break. And Maddox firing gets it to Gazelle for the lay-in. Classic three-on-one fast break. Gazelle fills the right lane. Maddox Phelan finds him. Irish up 14-6. Now Peters driving to the basket. We got a whistle and a travel call. The Sales is giving Yakima Nation a taste of their own medicine defensively. They are extremely aggressive in the man-to-man defense, and then sometimes they drop back into a zone, changing up the defenses. Irish with the ball up 14-6 in the lane to Wood. Wood, a little fadeaway, won't go. Pascal with the rebound. Eighth grader has some skills. Now outlet to Peters. Peters drives, gets it to Oates on the right wing. He'll kick it back to Pascal. He'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch. Last touch by DeSales, they say. Spencer Green had it bounce. He got it, and he slammed it off the leg of the Eagle player. But they say maybe Spencer's foot was out of bounds when he did it. He gets an explanation, says, okay. Eagles inbound it to Oates, and we got a whistle and a foul as Gazelle was getting a little aggressive out there on the sideline. The foul on Jackson, his first, second on the Irish, 35 seconds to go, first quarter. Irish up 14-6. Manning Phelan checks back in for Jimenez. Gazelle will come out too, and Malachi Raymond is in. So Coach Wood has his starting five back out there. Oh, no, they called that foul on Jimenez. Okay, it's his second. Both Irish fouls are on Jimenez. Peters on the drive. Puts up an eight-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Cohen Wood with the rebound. Good block out by the white shirts. The Sales in the front court. They can take the last shot of the quarter if they choose. 15 on the clock. Spencer Green's got it. He'll hold it on his hip. Malachi Raymond will set the screen. Pass to the elbow to Manning Phelan. Inside to Raymond, and he's fouled. Trying to pass it off to Cohen Wood, but it's five fouls on He has 6 fouls actually now on the Eagles. So Malachi will shoot free throws. The foul was on Oates. Nice set play there. All the defense is focusing on Spencer Green, and then they got the pass of the elbow, pass in the lane, pass down for, would have been a lay-in, but they fouled Malachi on the pass. Malachi hits the first free throw. Malachi has 4 points. Irish lead at 15-6, 7 seconds to go, first quarter. Malachi's second free throw rolls around, does not drop. Wood gets the rebound, then has it slapped away, and they say last touch by Cohen. When you get a rebound, you got to do something with it right away because they'll sneak up behind you and knock it away. 4.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Peters races to half court. Don't foul him, and he'll fire a 3 at the buzzer. It won't go. So it was 9-6. Pretty close, one possession game, and then the Irish score the last 6 points of the quarter. They lead 15-6 after 8 minutes on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales leads 15-6 after 8 minutes. Just 2 field goals for the Eagles. One a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3 by Jarvis Peters. The Irish have points from 4 different players. Spencer Green leads all scorers with 7. Irish are 5 of 8 from the free throw. Fine. Defensive chant from the Irish cheering section. In the corner, Pache fires a 3 and he hits it. Chase Pache, a long 3 from the left corner. Irish up 15-9. Maddox Filan, Spencer Green, Cohen Wood, Manning Filan, and Malachi Raymond on the floor for the Irish. Wood, a little backdoor cut by Green for the lay-in. Cohen Wood got the ball, dribbled to his right, and there's a bounce pass to Spencer, cutting to the basket for the lay-in. Nice assist by Cohen. Spencer's got 9 points. Oates on the drive, shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Oates gets it back. Oates dumps it to Peters. Peters puts a shot up, still won't go. Rebound Maddox Filan. Irish have a 3-on-1 break. Pache is back. Right wing to Wood. He'll slow it down, get inside to Manning Filan. He turns to shoot. Pascal blocks the shot. Manning gets it back, puts a shot up, won't go. Rebound Pache. Pascal, an 8th grader, he's a difference maker. His least his 2nd block shot in the corner to Oates. Oates fires a 3. It's an air ball. Goes right to Maddox Filan. That was Leo Oates, the sophomore. Maddox pass on the left wing to Cohen Wood. Pache on him. Now on the baseline to Raymond. Over to Green. Spencer lays it in. Spencer is moving without the ball. The Irish are finding him. Spencer has 11. The Irish up 19-9. Timeout. Yakima Nation. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So, Coach Christopher Strom wants to talk, wanted to talk thing over with his guys. They're playing very aggressive man-to-man defense. The Irish are using good ball movement, and then Spencer Green is moving without the ball, and there's a foul on Noah Pascal, the eighth grader. He comes up to set a screen and initiates the contact. That was an easy call for the official. And he's just an eighth grader. He's just got to learn the fundamentals behind. You got to set the screen and let the defender run into you. Now Spencer with it on the dribble. He gets at the right elbow, right corner to Maddox Filan. Peters runs right to him. Now down low on the baseline to Manning Filan. Back to the basket. Now the cutter is Cohen Wood. Cohen goes up strong, won't go. Malachi Raymond keeps it alive, tips it, won't go, gets in back. Now Manning Filan with it. Manning out to Maddox. Boy, they are very handsy. Maddox on the drive. Get it to Cohen Wood. Cohen dribbling right to left. Up top to Spencer Green. Shot clock at 15. Spencer elevates from the elbow. Left side, he hits it. Spencer's fifth field goal of the game. He has 13 points. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 21-9 Irish. Pache, a deep three out front. It won't go. Rebound. Pascal turns with a little right-handed hook shot and scores it. Noah Pascal, the 6'3", eighth grader. Offensive rebound. Irish up 21-11. Cohen Wood will bring it across the timeline. The All-State football quarterback. He'll pass it over to Maddox Filan. Three won't go. Rebound tipped up off the mark. Malachi Raymond is fouled. Malachi getting to the rim, getting pushed. They have always got their hand on your hip or in your back. So Malachi got to finish those, but he will go to the free throw line. Malachi has 4 points. That's the 6'2 junior. He did not play the first time these time teams met on December 13th. Hits the free throw. He'll get one more. This is the second one. Gets his own rebound. Has it knocked away. Pache's got it. Manning Filan to tie him up. And we have one official with a jump ball, the other with a foul, and that's the right call. Manning Filan with the foul. So the Irish up 22-11. Inbounding the ball for the Eagles. Down there is Razzo. He'll get it to Peters. Peters had 19 when these teams met back in December up in Toppenish. He's got just one field goal so far. That was a Hank Ward, Neighborhood Jones three. He's got the ball back in the corner. He's cut off by Spencer Green up top to Pache. Pache swing it over to Razzo. Deep three on the way by Razzo. In and out, stays out. Spencer Green goes after the rebound. Here comes Spencer the other way. Goes right by Oates, right to the elbow. Jump stop in the lane, leads it for Manning. Shot it, left-handed hook shot over Pache. Won't go. Rebound Eagles. Peters into front court quickly. Still on the dribble. Outside to Pache. Fires a quick three. In and out. Back in. It hit the backboard. Spun around. Hit the backboard again and went in. Chase Pache for second three-pointer. Shot inside by Wood. Won't go. Rebound Peters. 22-14. Eagles on a little run. Ahead to Pascal and he lays it in. The Eagles have scored 5 in a row to cut it to a 6-point lead. Coach Eric Wood calls timeout. 4:26 to go in the half. Irish up 22-16. They led 22-11 just a moment ago. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So a 5-0 run by the Eagles cuts an Irish 10-point lead down to 6. 11-point lead, excuse me, down to 6. And now Peters slaps away from Maddox Filan. the defense plan for the Eagles. Pressure, pressure, pressure everywhere. Run the Irish off that three-point line and then hit 3 points at your end. Eagles have three-point field goals. The Irish don't have any. Inside demanding violent. Can't hit the shot in traffic. Misses again in traffic. The Sales missing a lot of inside shots. Spencer Green has 5 field goals. The rest of the team has just 3 of them. Pache fires a 3. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Has it knocked away by Peters and out of bounds. Eagles show full court pressure. So the Sales happen to earn everything offensively with a tight player to man-to-man defense. Maddox Filand with Peters on him. Maddox gets into front court. Peters, there's a lot of hand-checking going on. Spencer won't take the screen. He'll shoot the three, and he'll hit the three. The first Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. They set a screen for Spencer, said, that's all right, I'll just shoot it from here. 25-16, Irish back up by 9. They needed that. Spencer already with 16 points. Pascal in the right corner thought about a 3, but now pay it off to Sache. Pache has 2 of them. He gets it to Peters. Shot clock down to Penn. Peters shoots a deep 3. Off the mark, won't go. Malachi Raymond with a strong rebound. Outlet to Spencer Green. Eagles hustle back in those road black uniforms. Down low goes to Manning Filand. Double team, get it to Green. He pulls up from 8 feet in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebounded by Razo. Good block out by the Eagles. Razo into front court. Pass right corner to Pascal. Sets his feet. Shoots a 3. It's an air ball. Goes right to Maddox Filand. Maddox gets by Oates at the timeline. Now we'll slow it down. Gets a screen from Manning Filand. Maddox, no room to shoot. Pascal right on him. Peters knocks it away. Raymond picks it up. Now to Spencer. Spencer wants a screen again. This time he'll use it. One dribble, get it to Manning Filand deep on the right wing. Now to Maddox. Shot clock at 10. Maddox pulls up from 8 feet. Shot won't go. Rebound inside. Tip. Woods fighting for it. Razo gets it. Razo into front court. Irish hustle back. Razo puts a 14-foot floater up. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. And we've got a whistle and a foul. Reaching in is Razo. Malachi Raymond. A lot of boards early. And the foul's on Razo, his second foul, third on the Eagles. Coming out of the ball game is Max Oates. Into the ball game comes Otis Wyena, who started the ball game but hasn't scored. Wood will inbound to Spencer Green. Peter's shadowing him. Spencer, 16 points. Irish up 25-16. Left corner pass goes to Mateo Jimenez, is checked in up. Toxic Gazelle is also in the ballgame. Draw on the drive, Maddox fine, kick out to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive, goes up strong, leaves it way short, gets his own rebound, loses it again. And now Maddox Filand will run it out of there. Shot clock down to 5 as they did not hit the rim. Driving to the basket, Jimenez beats the shot clock off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Sales. That was a ragged possession for the Irish, as they had a couple shots that never reached the rim. 1:45 to go first half. Irish up 25-16. Peters drives baseline, pulls up from 15 in traffic. Shot won't go. Rebound Green tips it to himself. Green comes the other way, gets it to Maddox Filand. Black shirt hustle back. Maddox stripped by Peters. Ball goes out of bounds off Peters. Wow. Jarvis Peters, just a sophomore. He is all over everybody, all the time. Great effort on his part. And the Yakima Nation coaching staff, that play happened right in front of them. They're letting letting the officials know they weren't happy with the way that turned out. Maddox filing a drive, pass in the corners, a foul, a reach-in foul on the pass. And that foul's on Otis Wyena, and I think that's his third foul. That's 4 on the Eagles. Spencer Green will inbound under the Irish basket down to our right. Wood, Jimenez, Maddox, Filand, and Cazell in the ballgame. They get to Wood down low. A little fadeaway over Pascal. Shot won't go. Rebound Pache. Pache to Peters. Peters. Little Euro step inside, shot won't go, rebound Pascal, and he's fouled on the putback by Jimenez. Pascal, nice offensive rebound. That'll stop the clock with 1:15 to go in the first half. And that is Jimenez's third foul. See if Coach Wood's going to take him out. He will, and put Jake Warwick into the ballgame. So Noah Pascal, 6'3", eighth grader, has 4 points all in this second quarter. He'll shoot two free throws. And he hits the first one. So the Irish are up by 11 at one point. They now lead by 8. Warwick will check in for Jimenez. Malachi Raymond also back in the game for Cohen Wood. So Cazell and Warwick, two reserves. Cazell, the senior, Jake, a 6-foot sophomore, and then Raymond Green and Maddox, 5-on-3 starters. 1:15 to go in the half. Pascal, second one in and out, rebound Malachi Raymond. Irish up by 8 with the ball. Minute 10 to go in the half. Right wing pass to Maddox Fylan. Drives to the right elbow. Kick out to Gazelle. Up top to Green between the circles. Tries to drive by Pert Peters. Can't do it. Malachi Raymond goes by Pascal and he'll lay it in. The Eagle fans wanted a travel call on Malachi. Looked like he might have got a little extra step in to start that drive. Irish up 27-17. Oates on the left baseline. Shot won't go. Pache tips the rebound to himself and they'll reset out front to Peters. 40 on the game clock, 23 on the halftime shot clock. Out, pass out top to Pache, 15 on the shot clock. Now to Pascal, dribbling right to left, gets Raymond in the air, puts a little runner up, shot won't go, rebound, two players on the deck, Green and Pascal, rebound taken out of there by Maddox Fyland. Irish can play for one shot if they choose. Warwick gets it to Green, and they will pull it out. Spencer out between the circles, Peters on him. Peters likes the challenge. 10 seconds to go. Spencer kicks in the corner to Maddox Fylan. 3 on the way. Air ball caught out of the air by Raymond. Raymond can't hit the shot, and that's going to be the end of the first half. It's physical. Spencer Green started that drive, and Peters put both hands right into his throat. Spencer says, whoa, no call, and just passing the corner to Maddox Fylan, who couldn't hit the open three. It was an air ball. Then Malachi caught the air ball and tried to tip it in with a couple seconds left, couldn't do it. It's wild stuff. Irish up by 10 at the half, 27-17. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. DeSales leads by 10, 27-17. They led 15-6 after 8 minutes. And then they were up 26-16, I think, at one point in the second quarter. But then got outscored 6-1 down the stretch. They did end up outscoring the Eagles 12-11 in the second quarter, but a very, very competitive ball game. Irish up by 10 at the half. We'll take a break, come back with a look at the schedule, and let you know how the girls' game went in case you didn't listen to that one. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, my takeaway, there's always something new happening. I call it snowflake. I got that from my brother-in-law who lives in Hawaii, and we like to go visit him. And anytime we do something new, he calls it a snowflake. So my snowflake today is cell phone chargers issues. There's a 4-outlet plug-in on the back wall here. I have an extension cord that plugs into one of the jacks. Then I take my power strip, and then I use 2 of the power strip plug-ins to run my equipment. Earlier tonight, right before the girls' game went on, I lost power. And I looked down, and there were 2 different cell phone chargers that were plugged into my outlet. And I think they broke the little breaker or something, so I unplugged them and kept broadcasting. And then I just found out that the little black box that runs the audio feed to the NFHS broadcast. I got a text saying I need to push the red button, but I did. And then I looked over at it, and the black box that controls that is unplugged. And guess what's plugged into the outlets? Cell phone chargers. So I unplugged the cell phone charger. And I guess we're going to have to put a do not use this anymore or something like that, or put tape over it so they can't unplug stuff. Anyway, so the outlets are at a premium up here, apparently. So anyway, the boys up by 10 at the half. The Sales girls lost the opener to the number 2 ranked team in the state, Yakima Nation Travels girls, by a score of 59-32, a 17-point spread. The Irish girls were beat by 48 points on December 13th. So quite an improvement. They actually were right in the ball game and early on, and then it got stretched out. Teresa Holtzinger, 5'4 sophomore for the Irish, our Dairy Queen player of the game with 10 points and played a great floor game against super tough player defensive pressure by the Eagles. The girls will go to Melton Freewater on Monday and play Mack High. The boys do not play in that game. That game will not be on the air. The girls will tip off at 6:30. The schedule the rest of the coming week, Oaksdale from the Wheat Division of our league comes down for a non-divisional game. Girls will tip off at 5 o'clock, followed by the boys at 6:30. Both those games will be on the air Tuesday. And then next weekend, the Irish travel to Prescott on Friday, and then the boys only travel to Riverside Christian for a 6 o'clock tip-off next Saturday. Riverside Christian does not have a girls' team. We'll be back with halftime stats, second half action. The Irish up 27-17 at the half on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, we're back live at the half. Irish up 27-17. Scoring for Yakima Nation Tribal. Coach Strom has gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players in the ballgame. Four of them have scored. Two for Caleb Carl, who scored, I think, the first basket of the game. Then he got two quick fouls and went out. Three for Jarvis Peters on a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. He had 19 when these teams played in December. Five for Noah Pascal, the 6'3 eighth grader, scored all five of his points in the second quarter. And 7 points for Chase Pache. He had a couple of Hank Warden Edward Jones threes in the second quarter, had a free throw in the first quarter. He came off the bench when Carl got in foul trouble. The Eagles are 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Coach Wood got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ballgame. Four of them have scored. 2 for Manning Phelan, 2 for Jackson Gazelle, 7 for Malachi Raymond on 2 field goals and 3 of 6 free throw shooting, and 16 points for Spencer Green, 1 Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3, and 5 field goals by Spencer. The Irish have 9 2-point field goals and just 1 3. The Eagles have 3 threes and 3 twos. So the Irish have made 4 more baskets, but only 1 3. Now Green with Peters on him to start the second half. Now to Cohenwood. And the Irish have got to finish shots inside. Miss a lot of inside shots. They are contested, but they're missing. There's a cut to Manning Phelan, and he scored it. Spencer drove to the baseline, drew the defense, hit Manning, who lays it in. Nice set play to start the second half. Irish up 29-17. Down low to Carl. Carl's shot won't go. He's fouled. So both teams draw up a nice play to get a bucket near the rim, and both execute them well to start the second half. The foul is on Manning Phelan, his second. Mateo Jimenez had 3 first half fouls, a 6-foot freshman off the Irish bench. Otis Wyena, an Eagle starter, has 3 fouls. Leo Oates has 2, and Caleb Carl has 2. So Carl hits the first free throw. The Sales was 6 of 10 from the line. The Eagles now 3 of 5. 29-18 Irish by 11. Second free throw off the mark. Rebound Manning Phelan. Checks the ball, gets it to Maddox Phelan. Maddox into front court, reached in, has it stolen away by Razo. Razo comes the other way, gets it to Peters. Peters takes a shot off for Green and scores it. Maddox Phelan got stripped by Razo out near half court. He's just a sophomore. 29-20, Irish with a 9-point lead. Minute into the first third quarter. Maddox Phelan on the drive, gets it down low to Manning Phelan. He can't hit the shot. Holy smokes. We got a whistle and a foul. Manning Phelan got the ball down low. Otis Wyena had his arms wrapped around him while he was trying to shoot the ball. No call. And then what they call just now, just off a holding foul on Malachi Raymond. Holy smokes. Well, see, the Yakima Nation, they just hold you all the time. And then you can't call it every time. Razzo with a dribbling left to right, puts a floater up over Raymond and scores it. So Farrell Razzo hits a bucket. The Eagles have scored three in a row, or five in a row, actually. 29-22, Irish leads down to seven. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Sales scored on their first possession of the third and haven't scored since. 6:29 to go, third quarter. Defensive chant from the Eagles fans out top the wood on the left wing. They bring a lot of fans to the game. They have been much more vocal all night long than the Irish fans. There's a three-pointer by Green. Goes in and out, stays out. Pascal with the rebound. Outlet goes to Razzo. Razzo to Peters. Irish are back on defense. Now to Razzo. Irish lead down to seven. Razzo on the drive gets it to Pascal. A little head fake. Now the Irish cheering section starts the defense chant. Razzo up top to Peters. Shot clock at 10. Peters drives baseline. Cut off by Wood. Gets it to Pascal. 18-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound. Manning filing. Good defensive set by the Irish. Good rebounding. Pass up court to Raymond. Behind the defense gets Pascal in the air. Two guys hit him. And there's the whistle. And he'll go to the free throw line. Cohen Wood is really struggling with the energy. And a lot of players have been ill for the Irish. And they're just trying to gut it out. And Malachi Raymond will shoot two free throws. The foul is on Carl, his third. And Malachi's first free throw is good. Malachi's got eight. So Spencer Green, 16 points. The rest of the Irish got to start helping him a little more, a lot more. Malachi's second free throw in and out, stays out. Rebound, Spencer Green has ripped away, and he ends up with it. Spencer had Carl wrapped around his neck. Coach Woods is looking at the official, shaking his head. But anyway, Maddox got the loose ball now. Spencer's got it now. Raymond now back to Maddox. Maddox drives baseline. Cut off, gets it to Manning Filan on the cut to the basket. Slapped away by Peters. It is really physical. There's a lot of banging going on. The Eagles committed 10 fouls the first half, and they earned every one of them. They fouled just once officially. And there's a reach-in. Oh, boy. They're just clotheslining our guys when they go on the drive, and they finally, it was a late whistle, but they blew the whistle. And amazingly, that is the first foul on Jarvis Peters. You can't fault their hustle and effort, and they are responding to the way the game's been called. Green gets it inside to Manning Filan. Little hook shot on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound tipped. He gets it back. Kick in the corner to Green. Three on the way. It's too long. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Irish up 30-22. Just one field goal in the second half so far for the Irish. And now, and the shot clock, I'm making sure that's correct. Spencer Green will inbound it under the Irish basket down to my left. They get it on the left wing to Raymond. Now in the left corner to Green. Green dribbles up top. Pascal on him. Trying to find room to drive. Can't do it. Good defense. Now Malachi Raymond slices it. Dumps it to Manning Filan. He can't hit the shot. He's fouled. Manning missed that badly. He had an easy wide open shot. He did get fouled. He's like, what am I doing? He shakes his head. And the foul is on Otis Wyena. That's his fourth. And Manning Filan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Irish up by eight. First one is good. Anytime you play Yakima Nation Tribal, it's going to be a dogfight all game long. Wyena checks out at Pache, who had seven first half points. The sophomore checks in for the Eagles. Manning's second free throw is good. So for the first time tonight, the Irish make two free throws in a row. Irish back up by 10, 32-22. 4:48 to go in the third. Peters on the drive, kicking the corner to Carl. Carl on the drive, loses the ball. Wood's got it. Wood up the left side. He's going to go and kick it out to Green. Green's three-pointer in and out, stays out, and Manning Filan can't save it. Cohen Wood got right to the rim. Two players did hustle back, but you got to just go up strong with that. And then Spencer's trailer on the three-pointer went in and out. Jimenez checks in for Manning, filing it. Cazell comes in for Spencer Green. Irish up by 10, 4:27 to go, third quarter. Pache with it out front. Up top to Pascal. We got a whistle and timeout by Chris Strom. Doesn't like the way his Eagles are running their offense. 4:20 to go in the half. Irish up 32-22 on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
All right, the Irish up by 10 in a real tussle with a scrappy Yakima Nation tribal team. Irish up 32-22. Peters on the drive, kicks it to Pascal. Pascal tries to drive, goes off his leg, though, but right to Razo, to Peters. Deep three, it's an air ball, and that's a shot clock violation. Nice defense by the Irish. A lot is not going right for the Irish offensively. They're getting harassed a lot in a very physical game, missing a lot of inside shots, but they're playing very good defense themselves. Gazelle and Jimenez play catch out front. Now Raymond with it, drives right by Pascal and lays it in. Malachi Raymond's got 10, the Irish up 34-22. Now Peters drives strong, too strong. Pascal with the rebound. He puts it back up. He's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. The foul's on Jimenez. Mateo's fourth foul. Mateo has committed four of the seven Irish fouls in this ballgame. Pascal will shoot two. He hit one of two in the first half. The 6'3 eighth grader has 5 points. His first free throw is good. 34-23 Irish by 11, 3:36 to go, third quarter. Malachi Raymond has 3 field goals and 4 free throws for his 11 points. The rest of the Irish, other than Spencer Green, have made only 3 field goals. Pascal hits them both. 7 points for the 8th grader. He had 10 when these teams played up in Toppenish. Mateo Jimenez on the right wing up top to Gazelle. Now to Maddox Filan. Razo right on him. Maddox to the foul line. Up top to Cazell. Lose the ball. Gets it back. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Misses the shot badly. Rebound by Razo. The Sales is getting too involved with the physicality. Just got to finish the shot. Pache misses the shot. Rebound, Mateo Jimenez. That was a strong board. Irish up 34-24. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Cohen Wood on the drive. He's fouled by Peters. Each team is committing, well, that should be the fourth foul now on the Eagles. You just got to keep spreading the floor and driving. And put that, you got to answer contact with contact, I guess is what I'm saying. And then put it up strong. Wood, a little fadeaway in the lane, he's got it. Cohen Wood has been struggling, I can tell, with his stamina, but he hit that field goal, his first basket of the game. The Irish up by 12, 36-24. Razo gets it to Peters. Peters driving left to right. Down the baseline to Pascal. Pascal hands it to Oates. Jimenez right on Oates. Backing Jimenez in. Pass to Razo. To Peters. He takes a shot, lays it in. Nice defensive pattern. They just kept running cutters. Peters came off a screen, got an easy lay-in. 36-26. Irish lead is 10. And there's Pascal with a foul out front, or Pache, fouling Cazell, and that's what I'm talking about. When they come at you defensively, you got to come right at them with the ball, and that's what Jackson did. Jackson, the senior, certainly not afraid of the contact. And that is five fouls on the Eagles. So for the last 2:18 of the third quarter, DeSales will shoot free throws. Jackson Cazell will shoot two. Spencer Green getting set to check in for, well, I think it's for Jackson, probably. I don't know. We'll see. Jackson's first free throw's off the mark. DeSales now 7 of 11, 7 of 12, 8 of 13, 9 of 14. Actually, Maddox Filan's going to go to break. See if Jackson can get the second one to go, get the Irish up by 11. I think 12 has been our biggest lead. The Eagles have gotten as close as 6 here early in the third quarter. Jackson's second free throw is short and rebounded there by Mattix Martelli, who's checked in for the first time. Up court to Razo. Razo on the drive, cut off, shovels to Pascal. Now up top to Peters. Green checking Peters. Gets a screen from Pascal. Peters on the drive, baseline, cut off, tipped on a pass attempt for Pascal, stolen by Green. Spencer comes across the timeline. We'll slow it down, cross-court pass to Wood. At first, I didn't think anybody was coming to that. Cohen Wood drives all the way and misses the lay-in. Jay Sales just, they're missing a lot of shots. Nobody was around him. Pascal comes the other way and hits it. 36-28. The Eagles within 8 points. Now Spencer Green cut off on the drive by Peters. Now Raymond with it. Now back up to Spencer. Spencer checking the defense. In the right corner to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive. He loses it. Goes right to Razo. This is getting a little ugly. That's actually Martelli, who just checked in. He has it knocked away. He played in the JV game. He's a senior. He played in the JV contest, and now he'll come out of the ball game. They say the ball went off to Sales. Interesting. Jake Warwick and Manning Filan check in. Wood and Jimenez check out. Cohen, he missed that wide open drive to the basket, and then he just hugged the mat underneath out of frustration. 1:12 to go, third quarter. Coach Strom in a extended discussion with the officials. They need to just play ball here. And now Razo has it in his hand and will inbound it. They get it to Pascal. 8-footer won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Manning Filan. Now to Spencer Green. Spencer with Peters on him. Good defense by Peters, keeping his hands up now. Spencer on the drive, shot won't go. Rebound tip, last touch by Manning Filan. That was nice defense by Peters. I've said a lot, he's been stiff-arming, getting his hands on him, but that time he had his hands off. Spencer tried to force a tough one up against the black-shirted defense, and it missed. We're inside a minute to go, third quarter. The Eagles with the ball, down 8, and there's a Peters on a drive. Got away with a travel there. And he made the lay-in. And it's back to a 6-point game. Now Strom wants some pressure. He gets it. Spencer gives the ball up to Warwick. Now Malachi Raymond. Back to Cazell. Cazell to Warwick on the baseline. Warwick, no room to shoot, no room to pass. He gets it to Spencer Green. Shot clock at 10. Spencer on the drive. Dumps it down low to Filan. The defense gets in the air, and they strip him and foul him. Spencer Green, a nice drive. Manning got two players in the air. When they were coming down, he went up and drew the contact. The foul is on Pascal. It's his second. Now Manning Filan at the free throw line. And the Eagle faithful who've come down here from Toppenish in force, not liking the officiating. Manning hits the first free throw. He's hit 3 in a row now, has 7 points. Irish up 37-30, 20.5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Manning's second free throw is good. He's hit 4 in a row. Irish were up by 11. Then the lead was down to 6. It's back up to 8. See if the Eagles play for one shot. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds. Oates got it to Peters in the right corner. Spencer Green on him. Back to Oates. Back to Peters. Dribbling right to left. Kick it over to Razo. 2-1. Razo loose handle. Gets it to Oates. He throws it up the buzzer. It won't go. Razzo hit the deck. Spencer helps him up. So the Irish get the lead back up to 8. 8 minutes left. The Sails up 38-30. In a battle. We'll be right back for the final 8 minutes on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, Spencer Green, after 16 first-half points, a 5'10 senior, did not score in that third quarter. The Sails, 3 field goals, one each by Manning Filan, Malachi Raymond, and Cullen Wood, and the Irish were 5 of 8 from the free-throw line. So the Irish up 8, and Spencer Green, after 16 first-half points, didn't score in that third quarter. The Eagles, very aggressive defense. They'll start the fourth quarter with the ball. The Irish lead is 8. Peters with it, dribbling left to right. Maddox filing on him. Now they cut him off on the baseline. Pass inside, knocked away by Malachi Raymond. Stolen by Malachi. Green, Raymond, Maddox filing, Manning filing, Cohenwood. The starting 5 on the floor for Coach Eric Wood as they work down to our left in front of the Irish bench. Maddox filing with Martelli on him. Gets it to Raymond. Pascal on Raymond. Up top to Manning. Back to Maddox. 10 on the shot clock. Maddox turn around from 16 feet. Rolls around off the mark. Won't go. Rebound. Tipped control by Razzo. Razzo brings it into front court to Peters. Peters in the corner to Martelli. 3 on the way. Blocked by Green. Oh, a foul. Holy smokes. There, one official was standing right next to the play. And the other official from half court called the foul. How does that happen? Coach Wood is really not happy with the official. The official in the corner that was right next to the shot that was blocked by Green didn't say a word, and the guy at half court who was running down the floor blew the whistle. Martelli's first free throw is off the mark. Now, was he shooting a three-pointer? I think he was, so I think they're going to give him 3. They're not holding out any signal about how many. Yeah, he's going to get 3 free throws. He misses the first 2. He played in the JV game. They suited up 14 guys in the JV game, all seniors and juniors, and I think 1 sophomore. So the best players are their younger guys, the sophomores and the 8th graders and whatnot are the guys playing in the varsity game. Martelli's third one is in and out and back in. Backboard hit the rim, hit the backboard again, and went in the third time. So Martelli hits the free throw, hits a 7-point game. There's Maddox filing on the drive, and he's fouled by Martelli. Martelli in there to be aggressive. He's a senior. Maddox filing will inbound the ball in front of the Irish bench. They get up top between the circles to Malachi Raymond. Malachi hands it back to Maddox. Gets it to the cutter Wood. It goes right through his hands. Martelli gets the loose ball. Cohen Wood is just having a rough night. Now to Peters. Now to Pascal. Pascal drives into Green. Filan. Shot won't go. It's an air ball rebounded by Spencer Green. Spencer Green, and there's a reach-in foul called as he went right and then crossed over to his left, and Peters fouled him. 6:39 to go. 38-31. Low scoring ball game. Cohen Wood inbound. He'll get it to Spencer. Peters on him. Spencer has not scored in the second half. He had 16 in the first half. Manning filing at the top of the key. Backdoor cut by Raymond. Goes by the defense. Can't hit the shot. Rebound tip. Manning filing's got it. He puts it in. Malachi a little out of control, but kept it alive. Then Manning Filand puts it in after Malachi tipped it to him. Irish up 40-31. There's a deep three by Oates. Off the iron will go Malachi Raymond. Another rebound. Boy, pushed in the back by Pascal. Malachi just laughing. Now there's a steal by Peters. Ahead to Pascal. Pascal lays it in. Malachi's got a sense of humor about things. There's a lot of stuff going on. Irish up 40-33. Wood in the corner. Drives at the basket. He's double-teamed. He has it knocked away. He hits the deck. Gets in the corner to Spencer Green. Timeout, Eric Wood. It's a rough one. 5:46 to go. DeSales up 40-33 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, Spencer Green will inbound it for the Irish. Spencer, 16 first-half points. The Eagles have taken him out of the game. He has not scored in the second half. Irish up by 7. They get it up top to Jimenez, to Maddox Filand. Down low to Manning Filand. Now to Malachi on the cut to the basket. He goes up strong. He lays it in. Malachi. Nice set play off the inbound. Malachi's got 12 now. Irish up 42-33. Peters with Malachi Raymond on him. Now he retreats. Now Green will pick up Peters. Pass out top to Razo. Tipped by Maddox Fileman. Dropped out of bounds by Razo. The Irish turn up the heat a little bit. Malachi Raymond is and Pascal are talking a little bit. And the official is talking to Malachi. Now Spencer Green and Frinker push. They get down low to Manning Filand. Triple teamed. I got to quit watching it. There's so much pushing in the back and everything going on. Now inside to Manning Filand. He has it slapped away, and there's a whistle and a foul. That, the thing is, when you don't call the foul very often, Peters knocked it away. He got the ball, but he went right through the backside of Manning Filand to do it. And that is four fouls on Peters. They lob it into Raymond, catches it, and then leaves it short. That lob pass is great, and Malachi finished it so well last year. He is not finishing him. Peters fires a three. It's an air ball right to Manning Filand. To Spencer Green on the rebound. Now long outlet to Maddox Filand. Maddox on the drive. No room to shoot. Kick it to Spencer or to Jimenez. Back to Maddox. Now up top to Malachi. Malachi from 15 hits it over the top of Pascal. Maddox has 14 points. We got a whistle. Timeout by Yakima Nation. Irish up 44-33 with 4.5 minutes to go. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, Malachi Raymond has not been perfect by any means, but he's the one guy Spencer, they're all hustling. They're all playing hard. But Spencer hasn't scored in the second half. Malachi has scored in every quarter. He has 14 points now. And the Irish are back up by 11, 44-33. The Eagles have had it down to six on a couple of occasions here in the second half. In the corner to Carl. Back up to Martelli. Martelli tries to pass it inside, knocked away by Jimenez. That's a kicked ball. They'll reset the shot clock. And Pache checks in. And Martelli comes out of the ball game. Chase Pache had 7 first half points, hasn't scored in the second half. Razzo looks to get in bounds, long pass up top to Carl. Carl loses it off his leg. Manning Filan's got it. We got a whistle and a foul. I think that's going to be on Carl. That's his fourth. Caleb Carl, a sophomore, started the ball game, but he struggled with the foul trouble all game long. 4 fouls on the Eagles. So the Sales will shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game on every defensive foul on Yakima Nation Tribal. Spencer Green, the Irish up 11, brings it across the timeline, gets it to Jimenez on the wing. Now to Maddox Filan, drives up strong, way too strong. Malachi Riemann will run down the rebound. It didn't hit the rim, though. 12 on the shot clock. Back cut by Green. Spencer will put it up and in with the left hand. Spencer's first basket of the second half. Nice assist by Malachi Riemann. Irish up by 13, 46-33. Razzo is shadowed from behind by Jimenez, and Mateo fouls him, and that's going to be it for Mateo. Mateo fouls out with 3:45 to go. Does not score. No, that's only 4? Only 4 on Mateo. Okay. Should be 5. And there's going to be a foul on somebody for the Irish as Pascal got the inbound. Is that 5 on Mateo? No. And that foul is on Manning Filan. That's his 3rd. So, okay, we'll go with it. Mateo's still in there. And now Peters will shoot free throws. His first one's off the mark. Peters has 9 points. He had 19 when these teams met up in top in the game. The Irish won 59-47. Irish up 46-33. Peters' second free throw is good. Irish with the ball leading by 12. Maddox Filan in the front court goes by Pascal. Kick up top to Manning Filan. They lead to Malachi. Sorry. Open for 3 but didn't take it. Now Maddox with it. Irish got to run the offense, keep the floor spread out, find a lane. As Spencer Green with a tough drive. And he goes to the left, lays it, turns his back to the basket, and lays it in with the right. So Spencer scores a tough lay-in. Irish up 48-34. 3 minutes to go. Razzo shot, backward, nothing else, rebound, Maddox Filan. 3 minutes left, Irish have opened up a 14-point lead on back-to-back lay-ins by Green. Now they find Manning Filan open underneath. He double-teamed, goes up strong, and he got it. It didn't want to go in. It rolled all the way around, touched everything, but it went in, and timeout to Sales. The Irish have opened up a 16-point lead at 50-34 with 2:43 to go in the ballgame. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A little gamesmanship there. That was a 30-second timeout. And a 30-second timeout, you're not supposed to let your players sit down. The Eagles sat down, and then when they tried to break the huddle up and get them out of there, they took their time doing it. Irish up 50-34 with Eagles with the ball. Pache, a deep 3 behind a screen, and he scores it. Nice play for the Eagles. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. Pache's 3rd of the game. Green in the front court. Irish up 50-37. They set the screen for Pache, and he got the easy look. Maddox Filan's going to get called for put. Oh, no, he didn't. That could have been a push-up on Maddox Filan, but it's going to be a foul on Peters. And that's 5 on Peters. So Peters will foul out with 2:26 to go. It's a tough form for him to foul out on, but he's got away with a lot of fouls throughout the game. But that one probably wasn't much of a foul, maybe a push-up. Coach Strom wants an explanation. So Maddox Filan will shoot two free throws. Maddox's first one is good. The Filan brothers can shoot the free throws. Maddox's first point of the game, the 5'9 senior, amongst others, has really struggled. Irish up 51-37. 2:26 to go. Second one is also good. The Filan brothers are 6-for-6 at the free throw line. 4 by Manning, 2 by Maddox. Irish up 52-37. Set back 3 by Carl. Shot won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Gets it to Spencer Green. Sales with the ball, leading by 15. 2 minutes to go. Got to take care of the ball, run some clock. Defense a chance from the Eagle fans. Jimenez up top to Malachi. Now to the foul line area to Manning. Up top, Maddox Filer. On the drive, cut off. Gets it in the lane to Manning. Shot clock down to 7. Manning on the drive. Shot won't go. Rebound Pache. Good defense by the Eagles. Now Razo with it. Razo will bring it into front court. Spencer Green hunkering down against him. Now Raymond comes out at Razo, knocks it away. Razo gets it back. Malachi was on his knee there for a second. Now with it is Wyena. Wyena on the drive, kick out to Razo. 3 on the way. He's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 is good. Timeout. Eagles lead is down to 12. 52-40 Irish, 1:24 to go in the ballgame when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special.
Trustworthy.
Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Yeah, the Eagles have hit a couple of Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes here in the fourth quarter. They press the inbound. Maddox Filan fights through a double team, gets it to Manning, to Spencer. Spencer's up court pass is stolen by Caleb Carl. Bad pass by Spencer in that situation. Now the Eagles will reset. Razo hit a three a moment ago, gets it to Oates. Oh no, that's Wyena. Wyena spins in the lane, puts it up and in. They've scored 8 of the last 10 points and have got it down to a 10-point game inside a minute to go. Green gets it to Manning Filan, to Cazell. In the front court to Maddox. Maddox Filan and Manning Filan run into each other. Oh, boy. So Maddox and Razo had some contact. Then Manning was running by. He hit Maddox. The ball went squirting out of bounds. They're going to call the foul on Razo. And that stops the clock with 48.9 seconds to go. And Maddox Filan back at the line to shoot 2. Always keeping it interesting. Yakima Nation Tribal got to applaud their effort. And he hits the what? No shot? Why? Oh, the lane violation on the Irish, so the free throw is wiped out. And the second one is missed. So the Irish end up missing them both. 45 seconds left. 3 on the way by the Eagles. It's an air ball right to Spencer Green. Spencer gets it to Maddox Filan. Irish play like you're up by 10 with 30 seconds to go. Calm down. Raymond gets it to Maddox. Now to Spencer. Spencer will hold the ball near half court. Now to Raymond. Now to Manning Filan. Kisses it off the glass on the left side. Irish back up by 12. 19 seconds to go. Very entertaining ball game. Irish going to really, the Yakima Nation tribal guys have made them earn it. Pascal hits a bucket, and now Green is fouled with 7 seconds to go. And fouls on Razo, and Spencer Green will go to the line to shoot two with 7 seconds left. So the Irish are going to go to 7-1 in the division. Spencer Green, 16 first half points. The Eagles clamped down on him in the third quarter. He didn't score, and the Irish couldn't hit their field goals and were okay from the free throw line in that third quarter. Spencer hits them both. He's got 22. And they lie. They roll it inbounds. The Eagles, Pascal in front court. There's a three on the way off the side of the backboard. Rebounded by Pache. Pache puts it in to beat the buzzer. The Irish win it. 56-46. Hard fought game. Well, the Sales beat them 59-47 up in Toppenish. The season opener for the Irish. They beat them 56-46. Very similar score here at the Sales. We'll be right back with the Happy Totals on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, two entertaining ball games. The Lady Irish in the first half of this doubleheader facing an undefeated Yakima Nation girls team who was ranked number 2 in the state. They scrapped and clawed and fought the whole game. The Irish girls struggled mightily from the free throw line, and the Eagles just kept stretching it out in that girls game for a 59-32 win over the Lady Irish. Then the boys game, the Irish boys 9-3 coming into the ball game. The Yakima Nation Tribal 7-9. The Irish ranked number 6 in the state RPIs. But Yakima Nation Tribal, their goal not to let the Irish shoot three-pointers. The Irish made 1 3-pointer the whole ball game. That by Spencer Green in the second quarter. The Eagles made 5 3-pointers. 3 in the first half, 2 in the second half. But they ran the Irish off the 3-point line and made them earn it at the rim. The Irish missed a lot of contested shots and shot okay from the free throw line. And they outscored the Eagles 15-6 in the first quarter to build that early 9-point lead. added one more point to it in the second quarter, outscoring the Eagles 12-11 for a 27-17 halftime lead. But then the third quarter, the Eagles outscore the Irish 13-11. Spencer Green, after scoring 16 in the first half, did not score in the third quarter. And then the Irish were up 38-30 heading into the final 8 minutes. The Eagles got it down to 6 a couple times. But in a wild fourth quarter, the Irish outscore the Eagles 18-16. So the Irish offense finishes strong and scores 18 of their 56 points in the fourth quarter to win it by 10. DeSales goes to 10-3 on the year, 7-1 overall. Yakima Nation Tribal falls to 3-7 in the division, 7-10 overall. Individual scoring for the Eagles, Coach Christopher Strom got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ballgame. 7 of them score points. 1 for Matix Martelli. Fortunately for the Irish, that senior was fouled shooting a 3-pointer but made just 1 of 3 of the free throws. 2 for Otis Wyena. 3 for Caleb Carl. 5 for Farrell Razzo. He hit a Hank Warden Edward Jones 3 in the fourth quarter as they tried to make a comeback. And then 3 players in double figures for the Eagles. 10 for Jarvis Peters, who fouled out with 2:26 to go. He had 19 when these teams met in December up in Toppenish. 12 for Chasse Pache, and that sophomore came off the bench. He ended up hitting three Hank Warden Edward Jones threes for the game, including one in the fourth quarter then when they made their last push. So he scores 12. And then Noah Pascal, the 6'3" eighth grader, 13 points to lead the Eagles in scoring. The Eagles are 7 of 13 from the free throw line. For Coach Eric Woods' guys, coming off of 4 games and 5-day stretch last week, final exams all week, illness, players missing time, and you could tell there was some fatigue there. A couple players in particular just looked gassed all game long. And the Irish find a way to get the 10-point win. Coach Wood gets 8 players in the ballgame. 6 of them score points. 2 for Jackson Gazelle. 2 for Maddox Filan. Maddox struggled, did not make a field goal. He was 2 of 4 from the free throw line. He had 1 made free throw, wiped out by a lane violation. 2 for Cohen Wood. And then 3 players in double figures. Manning Filan, 14 points, 12 of those in the second half, including 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 14 points for Malachi Raymond. Malachi scored in every quarter. 4 in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter, 3 in the third quarter, 4 more in the fourth quarter, and he had a lot of rebounds. And then Spencer Green, 22 points. The 5'10 senior leads all scorers with 16 in the first half, none in the third quarter, 2 nice driving lay-ins late, and then 2 for 2 at the line to score 6 points in the fourth quarter and lead all scorers. But Malachi Raymond, he's our Dairy Queen player of the game. Everybody's effort was a little uneven, and Malachi found a way to add to our scoring total in every quarter. He also drew some fouls, went to the free throw line, hit 1 of 2 each time as he continues to try to get his shooting touch squared away. So a tough, hard-fought win. A win is a win is a win. The Irish win it 56-46. The Sales went to the free throw line 24 times. They hit 15 out of 24. That's around 60% or so. But a good win for the Irish. The Irish boys will not play on Monday. The DeSales girls will. The Lady Irish will travel to Mackay to take on the Lady Pioneers. There will be no radio coverage for that ball game. The girls will tip off at 6 o'clock. And then Tuesday, Oaksdale comes in for a divisional game. The Oakdale girls are 8-1 in their division, 12-1 overall. That'll be a tough matchup for the Lady Irish. The Oaksdale boys are 8-1, 9-4 overall. So it'll be a tough matchup against the Nighthawks in the Irish gymnasium. That'll then the tip-off time is early to help Oaksdale get home earlier on the school night. So the girls will tip off at 5, followed by the boys at 6:30. Then next weekend, we're at Prescott, boys and girls. And then Saturday, the boys only will travel to Riverside Christian in Yakima for a 6 o'clock tip-off. Riverside Christian does not have a girls team. So the Lady Irish lose it 59-32, 10 points for Teresa Holtzinger, and played with great, great effort against the number 2 ranked team in the state, Yakima Nations girls. But so Teresa was our Dairy Queen player for the game for the girls. Malachi Raymond's 14 points scoring in every quarter, Dairy Queen player of the game for the boys. And with that, say go Seahawks. I'm not sure what the score is, but fun weekend of football, fun weekend of basketball. Thank you for listening. Great job back at the studio. Gabe and Jude were both working the board back there. And please patronize all of our great sponsors. Without them, we don't have a broadcast. And with that, this is Mike Spees saying God bless, and we'll send you back to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.